Thank you, everybody, for your opening comments. The first question, Monica McFarland will go first, and that'll be followed by Usha, Aaron, Wynn, Caleb, and Marcus. Oh, wait, somebody just moved. Rich, and then Marcus. The first question is a COVID question. What should the city's role be in supporting the Riley County Health Department, including decisions made for public health, such as the masking ordinance and other COVID response measures?
Thank you for the question. It's my belief that it is the city commission's role in supporting the local public health officials and putting in place certain policies that may help to mitigate some of our health issues at this point. Depending on what the local numbers are for case numbers, that would then be recommendations made by those health officials, and following those recommendations and trying to support them to make sure that public health is taken care of. It's one of those things that with your public servant, you should model the type of behaviors and things that you want to see in the community. And if that does mean putting in a mask mandate, then you have that discussion at least. If the public asks for that discussion to be made, it's not something that we pass the buck up to the county. We make that decision for our local residents because they've asked us to do so.
Thank you for that answer. Usha, and followed by Aaron.
Yes, thank you. So first about the mask mandate. So last year was extremely challenging. And during that time, there was a lot of information moving very, very quickly. And everybody was trying to gather and make really heavy-weighted decisions. One of the reasons I pushed forward for a mask mandate was when having conversations with Kansas State University, and they were requiring it. In fact, they didn't even have students on campus and were going to go to remote instruction. USD 383 was following something similar as far as going to remote instruction. So everybody was at home. There were directions coming from the governor's office, from the president's office, from CDC, KDHE, as well as the Riley County Health Department. There were several times when we had to have this conversation. And even when the Riley County Health Department had approached the Riley County commissioners about a face mask mandate, even later on after we imposed it, the answer was still no. The majority of population lives in Manhattan. And when the county commissioners at that time were having a discussion, they said, well, the city of Manhattan has it. We don't need it for the rest of the county. So there was this environment where each community was going to make decisions based on their leadership for that community. And that's how we moved forward. As far as now, we don't have a face mask mandate ordinance or any kind of ordinance regarding the pandemic. Everybody's entitled to their decision-making now that we have a vaccine in place, probably have more vaccine options for even our children. We left it up to the business community and everybody else to make their decisions. Kansas State University still has a face mask mandate as well as USD 383. And the city manager also implemented one for the safety of our own staff. So that's where I fall currently. And I think we are following the metrics like we did last year. We are following the metrics this year. And I think we are at a better place because of those decisions we've made together. And we have better outcomes when we work well with our partners. Same with Fort Riley. So there was three major employers and stakeholders in this process. So it was never myself alone. I'm not the expert. I'm not the medical conduit for at any level. But I did base decisions.
Okay. Given to me by stop you.
I didn't see a stop sign.
Thank you. Aaron, followed by Wynn.
Yes. So I think early on during the pandemic, we had a lot of unknowns. And as that became more clear, and the various politics got involved into the discussion, it became complicated. But there was some very interesting things that the city of Manhattan has that almost nowhere else in the state of Kansas has, and that we are a significant population that straddles two counties. And when you look to the two counties of consistency, we didn't have that. We didn't have that even after a vaccine became available. So for an extended period of time into as the vaccine rolled out in the first part of the year, the city of Manhattan compromised and was in a position to take leadership and have that mask mandate so there would be consistency in both Pott County and Riley County. But once we were able to get the vaccine rolling out, I felt that it's important to step back, follow the Constitution, follow the chain of command, follow the local health officer. I have confidence in our health department, which is a county function, and seeking their advice going forward. So I think that's how I'll continue to operate as a commissioner.
Thank you, Aaron. Wynn, followed by Caleb. You're on mute.
That doesn't help if I'm on mute. Okay, my position on the concept of working with the health department's pretty simple. As I stated at many commission meetings, the city commission's role was to support the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, and the health department. We set up that process. That's what handles tornadoes, any emergency. So it was our job to follow them, not to take the lead or to go against the policies of the health department. So initially, when it was suggested we had a city mask mandate, I did not support it, simply because it was out of alignment with the EOC and the health department. Later, when the health department and the county did put in a mask mandate, I supported it because that was our system. It's unity of command. And also went one step forward and supported the city mask mandate because half the city, as Aaron mentioned, is over in Pott County, and it made everything out of alignment. So my basic position is, if you're going to have a health department and give it the authority, take care of public health, you have to support it, whether you like their decisions or not. And that's what I did with my voting record. My personal belief is that decisions on masks and vaccines are individual ones, and we should keep them that way if at all possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Wynn. And Caleb, followed by Rich.
Thank you. I believe the city's role is to support the decision made by the Riley County Health Department. The way that it's structured now, the city agreed to follow their lead. And for that continuity of leadership to exist, you can't then decide, I'll only follow their lead when it's convenient. If the county health department decided to put in a mask mandate, then we have to follow that. When they lift it, then we follow that. There must be continuity in that leadership. One of the things, and this has been a very trying time with COVID, even at my work where we went from mask mandates to working at home, one of the things the city can do to support the county health department is when they're looking at mask mandates or when they're looking at sending workers home, to make sure that we have the technological capabilities to support that decision, to support work from home, to allow people to pay their bills online and not have to come in person to reduce those risks. Thank you.
Thank you. Rich, then Marcus.
Yeah, thank you. I think that how things rolled out early in the pandemic last year, it was quite confusing. One of the difficult things is there were so many mixed messages between all of the various entities that we really serve in the city of Manhattan, both Geary County, because even though we don't straddle them, they are part of Fort Riley, which feeds into Manhattan. We also have Pottawatomie County, and we straddle two counties, Riley and Pottawatomie. It's my belief that we have to work together. And it is true that the health department has that responsibility for a reason. If we don't have a consistent and concise message together, no matter how that is structured, it will fail. And so we have to be consistent and together as government agencies and government entities to make sure that we're doing the right things for our population. The second side of it is making sure that our businesses are able to maintain their level of service as well as the hospital. I was personally touched by this during 2020 with my father. When there's no beds at the inn, it becomes a very difficult situation when you need emergency surgery. And so those are things that I would be taking into account. But I also believe that we need to be working in concert together so that we ensure that we all understand where we're going and how we're getting there and why it's important. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Marcus, and then we'll wrap up this question with you, John.
All right. Thank you so much for this question. So it's my opinion that the city should take the supportive role just to help keep everyone in Manhattan safe. I was in the position where both at K-State and at AMC, there were both mask mandates put in place before the city kicked theirs in. And so I personally had to wear a mask in my work settings. before everyone else had to. And again, going back to the goal is to keep everyone safe. I interact with a large amount of people. And so I get the intent of that. And especially at the time where there were a lot of unknowns with coronavirus. I think that something that could be helpful in unifying a lot of these different entities that are making these decisions is just by having the data that's more clear and easy to understand. I'm under the belief that at times people, while they may not like what a certain decision is, if you can justify the reasoning behind it, then you know, people can be more likely to be engaged in and understand it. And so I think that was where things were a little confusing from my personal perspective. And so again, having those clear thresholds in there as we move forward to like track vaccination status along with those that are infected with COVID-19, I think those could be different helpful metrics to help everyone move forward and more unified. So thank you.
Thank you. John, you're last but not least.
Okay. Going to echo a lot of things people have said, but I do believe it's the city's job to support the county and the county commission. I think everyone learned, if they didn't know it before, that the county commission is also the board of health for the county. So when you're voting for that county commission, you're voting for your board of health. Those are the people who are elected to do that. And so, you know, that's their responsibility. And I think we should show some respect for the organization who was elected to carry out those duties. I think it was somewhat unfortunate with how things did go down the last time. There was a lot of discord between the City Commission and Raleigh County Commission. Barbs were kind of set at meetings between the two. There was some criticism of the EOC, which I don't think was helpful. I think it would have been good if the groups would have met together and had just particular discussions about the pandemic. I know there's joint meetings between Riley, Pottawatomie County, and Manhattan, but I think some specifically just for that. I also think that a working group with a Pottawatomie County Commissioner, a Riley County Commissioner, and two Manhattan City Commissioners would have been good. And that's the maximum you can have, or else you get into an open meetings thing. Because that, and not that I don't respect open meetings, but I think that would give a chance for people to talk frankly to get that done. One last thing Caleb brought up about the infrastructure to work from home in those recovery funds, it specifically talks about broadband and gives some broad discretion on how to do that. So we have some funding to make that happen. And I think that's important.